Is that one of the reasons why you stayed? The weather's been pretty good.
I don't know why I stayed on. My brothers, my three brothers left and went to Salt Lake. Been better financially than I did, but I... Somehow or other, I inherited a building locked here, and I built a home before I ever had any idea of getting out, and then I just stayed. Mm-hmm. But there sure hasn't been much opportunity for young people to stay here. Like these two girls of mine.
Yeah, that's too bad when things like that have to happen. Yeah.
It's a nice place to live if you can make a living out of it.
See, that's what happened with my parents. They built.
I don't know what all those people in Canada do for a living, but most of them's retired people, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Quite a few retired people here.
Yeah.
You like to get out of Los Angeles.
I can see why. Now, you mentioned earlier, now, when you have, you said you get thunderstorms. Are they really bad thunderstorms that you get in the summer?
They just general storms that do the most good we get in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
In the summer, it's mostly thunderstorms.
Okay.
And lightning.
Do you have a lot of flash floods, things
like
that?
Yeah, we used to have quite a lot of flash floods, but we don't anymore much. Mm-hmm. And the reason for it is, in this country up north, is up the valley here, used to be lots of sheep, and they just kept those hillsides trunks solid.
Oh,
that every time it rained, it just run off, didn't go in.
Okay.
But the sheep's all left the country, nobody has sheep anymore. And since then, we haven't had any floods.
Haven't had any problems. How much rain do you usually get?
Oh, I think our normal here is about 14 inches per year. It's a lot less than that this year up to date.
Uh-huh.
We haven't had any snow this year toward it all.
Where do you get your water from?
We have,
I mean, do you have to share, take turns?
Right now we have a well, you know, just east of here. And then we have some springs just up the canyon between here and Glendale.
Okay. Did you ever, especially when you were young, on your parents' farm, did you ever have to take turns with water in the summer? Things like that?
Well, irrigation water, of course, we take turns all the time.
Uh-huh.
That's on turns. We have it, like this here, I have 10 hours of water. With irrigation water.
Okay. Now, you said this year you haven't, like, had any snow. How much do you usually get?
I don't know whether you can find an average or not.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen winters like this before, but this is one of the driest ones I've ever seen. Practically no snow. We had about 6 inches once in December.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen 6 feet on the level here, too. I've seen it snow here once. It didn't quit for 2 months.
Oh, really? When was that?
But it just, we're subject to extremes somehow.
Uh-huh.
It's desert country, you know, really.
That's very interesting.
And, we're always short of water.
And what happens when you're short of water?
Well, the crops just don't do as good.
Okay.
You don't get enough water.
Usually, that's called, what do you call that? When you have a shortage of water in the crops.
Drought.
The drought, okay. Okay, what kind of vegetation do you have in this area around here, in Kane County?
The trees are natural native trees. They're along the river streams. You have the cottonwood mainly.
Mm-hmm.
You have willows. Up in the hills there, you have the pinyon pine and the juniper, cedar sometimes called cedar, juniper. Then up in the mountains higher, we have the ponderosa pine, the fir trees, the spruce.
Quite a few, though.